Mounting a horse or boarding any vehicle at the start of a journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to say,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun.
Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. How perfect is He, the one who has placed this transport at our service, and we alone would not have been capable of that, and to our Lord is the final return. And if the journey was a fair distance, then he used to say,
Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa al-taqwa wa min al-amali ma tarda. Allahumma hawwin alayna safarana hadha watwi anna bu'da. Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Allahumma إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل.
O Allah, we ask of you the righteousness and piety of this journey of ours, and we ask you for deeds which please you. O Allah, make our journey easy and let us cover its distance quickly. O Allah, you are the companion on the journey and the successor over the family. O Allah, I take refuge with you from the difficulties of travel, from beholding a miserable sight, and from an ill-fated return in my wealth and family.
Allahumma barik lana fiha, Allahumma arzuqna janaha, wa habibna ila ahliha. وحبب صالحي أهلها إلينا
وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And when I sicken, then he heals me. He causes me to die, then gives me life again, and I sincerely hope he will forgive my sin on the day of judgment. My Lord, grant me wisdom and unite me with the righteous.
Ali ibn Abu Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, related that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, if a man calls on his sick Muslim brother, it is as if he walks reaping the fruits of paradise until he sits. And when he sits, he is showered in mercy. And if this was in the morning, 70,000 angels send prayers upon him until the evening. And if this was in the evening, 70,000 angels send prayers upon him until the morning. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter upon a sick person, he would say,
لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله.
No harm. May this be a purification for you, if Allah wills. Also, it is said that any Muslim servant who visits a sick person whose prescribed moment of death has not arrived, and then prays the following seven times,
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك.
I ask Allah the Supreme, Lord of the Magnificent Throne, to cure you. And if his prescribed moment of death has not arrived, then he, the sick person, will be cured. And when the time for prayer came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make his way to the mosque. He would step in with his right foot and then say,
أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك.
I take refuge with Allah, the Supreme, and by His noble face and His eternal authority from the accursed devil. In the name of Allah, and the blessings and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, open the gates of your mercy for me.
قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ
Say, truly, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has He. This I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims.
Allah.
After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had entered the prayer, he would make the following supplication.
Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min khatayai kama yunqqa ath-thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma ighsilni min khatayai bil-ma'i wath-thalj wal-barad.
O Allah, separate me far from my sins as you have separated the east and west. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins as white cloth is cleansed from dirt. O Allah, wash me of my sins with water, ice and snow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the slave is closest to his Lord when he is prostrating, so increase supplication in it.
Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal وأسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء لي خيرا وأسألك ما قضيت لي من أمر أن تجعل عاقبته رشدا.
O Allah, I seek of you paradise and that word and deed which draws me near to it. And I seek refuge in you from the fire and that word and deed which draws me near to it. I beg of you that you should make every decree good for me. And I beg of you that whatever you have decreed, you make its end come right.
التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك
O Allah, help me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you in the best of manners.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم
O Allah, truly I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the grave and I seek refuge with you from the trials of the false Christ and I seek refuge with you from the trials of living and dying O Allah, truly I seek refuge with you from sin and debt And when the Prophet ﷺ had finished the prayer, he used to step out of the mosque with his left foot first and say,
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik.
O Allah, I beg of you your bounty.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhaakum at-takathur. حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن
The rivalry in worldly increase diverts you from the more serious things until you visit the graves. But yea, you soon shall know the reality. Again, you soon shall know. Yea, were you to know now with certainty of mind, you would beware. You should certainly see hellfire. Again, you shall see it with certainty of sight. Then shall ye be questioned that day about the pleasures ye indulged in.
Ibn Mas'ud reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prohibited you from visiting graves, but visit them now, because they teach renunciation of the world and remind of the hereafter. And when the Prophet ﷺ was asked what to say when visiting the graves, he said, Say,
As-salamu alaykum ahla al-diyari min al-mu'mineen wal-muslimeen wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon nas'alullaha lana wa lakum al-afiyah
Peace be upon you all, O inhabitants of the graves, amongst the believers and the Muslims. Verily we will, if Allah wishes, be united with you. We ask Allah for well-being for us and for you.
اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived home, as he entered, he would say,
Bismillahi walajna, wa bismillahi kharajna, wa ala rabbina tawakkalna.
In the name of Allah we enter, and in the name of Allah we leave, and upon our Lord we place our trust.
وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And those who pray, Our Lord, grant us wives and offspring who will be the comfort of our eyes, and give us the grace to lead the righteous.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always show affection and kindness to children. He used to kiss them and say a prayer for them, asking Allah to place them under His protection.
أعيذكم بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة.
I commend you to the protection of Allah's perfect words from every devil, venomous creature, and every evil eye. And to the elderly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always attend and show mercy. He prayed for them as Allah Almighty inspired him, with the words,
وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا.
And out of kindness lower to them the wing of humility and say, My Lord, bestow on them thy mercy, even as they cared for me when I was little.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن الرحيم أنزل الشرع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين إن سألتم عن كتابي فهو قرآن كريم ضم دستور حياتي وحوى النور المبين إن سألتم عن نبيه فهو إنسان عظيم علم الناس علوما جامع دنيا ودين إن سألتم عن عدوي فهو شيطان رجيم خائن يدعو لكفر ويعين المعتدين ويعين المعتدين.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat down to eat, he would always mention the name of Allah. And on the authority of Jabir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, When a man enters his house and then remembers Allah at the time of entering, and before taking his food, the devil says to himself, No shelter for you this night and no supper. And when he enters it and does not remember Allah at the time of entering it, the devil says to himself, you have taken shelter for the night. And when he does not remember Allah at the time of taking food, the devil says, you have taken shelter for the night, and supper too. And after finishing a meal, the Prophet ﷺ would say,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin.
Praise be to Allah who fed us and gave us drink and made us Muslims. Authority of Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that among the sayings the Prophet ﷺ relates from his Lord, may he be glorified, is that he said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Allah and His angels send blessings on the Prophet. O you who believe, send your blessings on him and salute him with a worthy salutation.
Allahumma inni as'aluka ya Allahu ya Rahmanu ya Rahim ya Jar al-Mustajir ya Aman al-Khaifin يا عماد من لا عماد له يا سند من لا سند له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له يا حرز الضعفاء يا كنز الفقراء يا عظيم الرجاء يا منقذ الهلكاء يا منجي الغرقاء يا محسن يا منعم يا جبار يا منير أنت الذي سجد لك سواد الليل وضوء النهار
وشعاع الشمس ونور القمر وخفيق الشجر ووديء الماء. يا الله، أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت، لا شريك لك. أسألك أن تصلي على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، عبدك ورسولك، وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Allah, I beg of you, O God, O merciful, O compassionate, O protector of the seeker of protection, O protection of the horror-stricken, O pillar of the one who has no pillar, and O supporter of the one who has no support, O provisioner of the one who has no provision, O guardian of the weak, O treasurer of the poor, O great one on whom one can place hopes, O deliverer of the ruined and rescuer of the drowning, O good one, O benefactor, O compeller, O illuminating, thou art one before whom the darkness of night, the brightness of the day, the ray of the sun and the light of the moon, the rustling of the trees and the reverberation of waters showed submission. O Allah, thou art Allah, there is no partner with you. I beg of you that you shower blessings on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your servant and your messenger, and on the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
O Allah, send your peace on your slave Muhammad. O Allah, send your blessings on your beloved. O Allah, send your peace on your slave Muhammad. Grant your ceaseless mercy, Lord, to your blessed prophet.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
O Allah, send your peace on the people of his house, as you sent your peace upon Nabi Ibrahim and his house. O Allah, send your peace on the people of his house, and all those who follow him till the coming of the hour.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
O Allah, raise him up to that praise lofty place, grant him that approach to thee and to thy grace. O Allah, raise him up to that praise lofty place on the day his enemies they will be disgraced.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli.